Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode review show, and we're going to be talking about Gotham, if you heard it. It airs on Fox. This one aired Monday night. The episode was called Selina Kyle. Alongside of me, I have all the way from the VRO.com, Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike.
Now, normally we do this show in the morning time.
Yes.
But we decided you've got a boyfriend, and your boyfriend doesn't let you do stuff during the day. So
wait,
now you're.
I've got a boyfriend? When did this happen?
Dude, you're supposed to go with it. Just ruined a great bit right there. Never mind. Yes. So now we're doing nighttime shows, people. So this is what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep doing nighttime shows, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern for Amy over there. I've got to send out some shout-outs real quick to at Grounded Souls, one of our fellow VRO hosts. She retweeted some. She said she showed us some Twitter love. Ange underscore JJS. I can't forget about at TamQueen89. Hoisting my sail. I think some of the crew over there of Gotham Addicts, part of the SOA Addicts, of course, Sons of Anarchy is on right now, right?
Well, it is, and we're going to get hell for it. But you know what? I like watching it on the DVR.
I see. Told you. You can fast forward through the
Because I have to stop. I have to stop and catch my breath and all that good stuff.
DVR is good. I watch probably 99.8% of my show. The only shows that I watch live is The Walking. Well, now that I have a baby, I pretty much try to watch them.
And neither one of us are, you know, the Nielsen family rating stuff.
No.
So, and it's the last season, so don't scream. You have to watch it so you can get the ratings. No.
Forget that crap. I don't care about that. I want to fast forward the commercials. Get me through that. That's what I want to do.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Gotham. People, if you're tuning in, live show, we do have the chat room open. The chat room is opened, and some of y'all are like, I'm not getting a chat room. Right there on the top, if you're on blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline, you'll see a little section up there that says sign in. You can sign in as a guest, and then you can come into the chat room. If you scroll underneath the player, you'll see a little chat room, and we have a chat room open. If you can't get in there because you're on your mobile, it's okay. Just sit back and enjoy. You can always leave comments at the show right here underneath it. You can leave comments with your Facebook page, or you can go to the VRO.com or iWatchMike.com, whichever one floats your boat, and wherever it's posted, you can leave comments for the shows there as well. So let's get into Selina Kyle, this episode. Now, I always got to ask, overall.
10.
Really?
Yes.
You give this episode a 10?
Yes.
Wow. I'm trying to think. Do I agree with you?
You agree. You definitely agree.
I would probably have to agree with you on that. This was like, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about Gotham.
It was amazing.
It's really, this show is really, really, I mean, it reminds me of Arrow, how good Arrow is. And I know some people are like, screw Arrow. But no, no. I like the way that it's shot. It reminds me, Sleepy Hollow also, I like, not only is the acting and the characters and the story, but the way it's shot and everything else. And Gotham is one of those shows where it's a total package show.
Yeah, I agree. And I gave this episode a 10. I really enjoyed this episode.
No, I liked it. So I got my notes here. Look.
Yay.
So do you want me to go through mine or do you want to go through yours?
Go through yours.
You are you never like doing the homework assignment.
The show, I let you do the notes, and I think we flow better when you do the notes.
That is such a cop-out of having to take notes and prepare yourself for your homework.
Look, I got notes.
Let me see here. That's you walking around with your slippers. That's you dancing around in slippers. Okay, I'll kick it off here and talk about my favorite parts. And if I leave anything out, you jump in and do your thing.
Yes.
And I do have questions for you and, of course, the fans as well. I definitely
you know I'm going to jump in when I want to jump in.
I know you're going to jump in.
Yeah.
What did you think about little Bruce? Mini Bruce and Alfred. In the very beginning of the episode, he's burning himself, and Alfred comes in, and pretty much after he sees the hole in Bruce's hand, he gets pissed off, and then he hugs him.
For a minute there, I was like, oh, shit, Alfred's going to be a dick. That's what I thought. And then I realized, well, you know, he's kind of like the kid's parent now, so I'm not a parent. So I mean, I'm an aunt. I'm a great aunt. But,
right.
You know, if my nephew does something stupid like that, I'm going to laugh and be like, ha, 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 don't do it again, you idiot.
Hold on. Let me get this straight here. So you walk into a room and your nephew is burning his hand because he's trying to fight fear. You're going to be like, you're so funny. Give me a hug. Okay, don't play with fire no more.
Exactly.
Wow. You are a great aunt.
Like, this it comes from their aunt that when she was young, she played with matches and almost burnt down, like, a whole section of townhouses.
Okay, that makes sense then. So
yeah.
You encourage it's like Beavis and Butthead.
I don't encourage.
Fire.
Just learn from my mistakes.
Got it. Okay. Well, yeah, at first, I was wondering, in that beginning of the part, I was thinking, Alfred's got some mourning to do. It was obvious that he was probably still upset and pissed off about the Waynes.
Yeah.
But then later on this episode, you can see where he pretty much asks Gordon to come to the house. And then that's when they start talking about how Mr. Wayne wanted Alfred to pretty much raise him and let him make his own decisions and choose down his path. And it's obvious from the beginning that Alfred didn't like that. I guess the true Alfred came out in the beginning, like wanted to scold him, but then kind of caught a snap that, you know what, you know, his father, there must be a reason why he's doing this. And his father would want him to find his way, and I think that's why he hugged him.
Yeah, I liked all that with Alfred and Gordon. And
yeah.
Having, you know, saying, like, Bruce trusts you. He you know, he trusts you. He looks up to you. Come by the house.
And it's cool to see, too, because I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm a fan of Batman. I'm a fan of all – I mean, I saw all the shows and the cartoons, and I still watch it from time to time. And The Dark Knight is probably one of the greatest movies, everything. But, you know, I never knew, and maybe I don't know if it's true or not. It's cool to see, for me at least, the story between Alfred and who becomes Commissioner Gordon, but Detective Gordon, and how they, you know, I would, you know, when you watch the movies, at least for me, I would have never thought that they had this, that Bruce and Gordon had this kind of relationship. Now, I know some people that are listening to the show can be like, it's not even right in the comics. I don't know. Or it is right in the comics. I have no clue. But it's kind of cool to see this very early story, you know, between them two and everything else. And then you see what happens now, you know, I mean, with Batman. And, you know, and I don't think even Commissioner Gordon still doesn't know.
Yeah.
Wayne is Batman.
I like it. And by the way, everybody's listening and screaming about the comic books. We said on our recap, our very first recap where we decided to recap Gotham, that we're not going to bring the comic books in. We're talking about the Gotham, and we'll throw in some movie stuff.
Yeah, the reason why we're not throwing in the comics is because me and Amy have no clue about the comics.
Well, you didn't really have to put it that way, Mike. We're
going
to bring our comic expert on soon, Wicked.
I got to see DJ Wicked. It's weird because he works. And so he's like, I got to get my beauty sleep, and you got to pay me to be on the show now. So he's all big baller now, but we'll see. Maybe Jesus. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know what he does. He's been partying a lot lately. Let's see what else. So we get that, and then, of course, the whole story is about these two people that are kidnapping kids.
For the doll maker.
Yes. And, okay, now that's what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Towards the end of it, when she says the something-something is going to be pleased with us, she said the doll maker?
Yes, she said the doll maker.
I could not hear her. I couldn't get it.
She did. She said the doll maker. And then that made me think of Arrow.
Which is true. Yes, I like how that goes on right there. But I thought it was a cool story. I thought the whole kidnapping of the kids and everything else, because we got to finally get to see my mini Catwoman, which I love, the little Catwoman girl.
I am loving her. Right now, she is my favorite. Yes,
yeah.
I have the biggest crush on James Gordon, but Cat, I love her.
Yeah, she. I tweeted her earlier because even my wife pointed it out, because I told her, I was like, hey, I need you to look up the girls. I had her Twitter somewhere, and I couldn't find it, but her name is Cameron Bikondova.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably said that wrong. That's the little actress that plays her. And then I told my wife, I was like, how do you spell Michelle Pfeiffer's last name real quick? And then and my wife did it on the computer, and she was like, this little girl looks really a lot like Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm like, I know. Whoever casted it, she looks like a cat. even her little facial expressions, and that's what I wrote. I love her little her features and her emotions. Even like when the boy gets stuck with the needle, her little facial, like almost like a cat.
Yeah.
So the
now, do you want me to tell you something interesting?
Let us know what.
She's only have now according to IMDb, mm-hmm. this is only her third role.
Really?
She started acting in 2012.
And she's already got Gotham.
And she's got Gotham.
Ooh,
and she's like a kick-ass actress.
I like her. And I love, one of my favorite parts is when she rips out that dude's eyeballs.
I loved it too. Like, she was telling the little boy on the bus after the Gotham City mayor, blah, 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 is rounding up all the homeless kids, the kids on the street. They're going to send them up north. And she, the little boy's crying, so she's like, you know, don't make any friends with anybody that's nice, and
peck
their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And then she totally ripped that guy's eyes out. Like, he had no eye left.
Right, because they were gone, right? His eyes were gone.
There were sockets there, just sockets.
That's what I was like looking, and I was like, wait, and then I stopped it, and I rewound it. And I was like, okay, she just scratched his eyes. And then I was like, oh, damn, she totally ripped out his eyeballs.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the Catwoman. Now, do you think she did that with... I mean, the guy said she scratched me. I don't think she used any tools, any sharp objects. That was her hands. That was her nails.
She used her nails for that.
She went to town.
I think there's a backstory with her.
Oh, is there?
Because, I mean, you know, she was looking at her locket.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell. I could tell, like, the first one was a woman, and the second one was a woman, but I couldn't tell who the second one was. I don't know if it's her and her mother, or, you know, her mother's, I couldn't tell, but obviously she did not want to go up north.
No, she did not. So, and you don't know if there's a story there to that, or she just didn't want to go to the little juvenile center.
Yeah.
But that locket does symbolize something, which is cool because there's so many characters in this show that you get to get different stories. I mean, you can have, you know, and the cool thing about it is so far, and I know we're just into it, people, but I mean, so far I don't mind us straying off. You know, stories, because there's, I mean, I want to see the Penguin, the Riddler popping in, you know, stuff like that. So, and I guess dealing with the mini Catwoman, I guess she finally at the end of this episode tells Gordon that she knows who killed the Waynes.
That was one of my favorite scenes. She's like, get Detective Gordon.
I liked it when she was like,
I will tell that you touched me.
I know. I was like, this little girl here, she's got a little spunk, a little flag. Even
3 minutes or 3 seconds until I scream.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's talk about the Penguin.
I love him.
This dude, I think his name is what? Robin Lord Taylor that plays the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about him last week. This guy's good. He's freaky.
I could just picture. Now, I know you have this already on your wall after watching it. You've got cutout pictures of Gotham, and they're on your ceiling, and you're going to lay there in bed tonight and stare at them. I know you are.
No. That's probably you right there trying to figure out the whole storyline of Gotham. No, but that was free. I mean, dude, he's got a mission, because I was looking at everybody's pictures. I was like, okay, he's going after this dude. I mean, he's got a mission.
Now, is he going after each one of them? Like, why would he go after Gordon?
Well, Gordon did let him go.
Exactly.
You know, I think if he's going to be nice to anybody and allowed to live, it would be Gordon. That's what I'm thinking. But still, I think he just wants to come in and take over the city. I think he wants to take over Mooney. I think he wants to take over Don Funko's what's his name? Funko?
Something like that.
Don, what the hell is his name? I wrote it down. Damn. I can't remember where I wrote his name down. Don Falco. Don Falcone. There you go. I think he just wants to take over the city and be a bad guy.
You think?
I think so. He's just one of those guys.
He wants $10,000, or did he say $10 million?
I think he said $10,000, and that poor guy, his parents don't even believe him.
Fold rich kids.
Dude, yeah, he doesn't. I was like, oh, damn, you're screwed, kid. Dude, I mean, that was probably my second favorite. I mean, it was a close tie for when little mini Catwoman scratches out that guy's eyes, and when in the very beginning when the Penguin's driving and they say he looks like a penguin, and he breaks the beer bottle and jabs the shit right into his neck.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you too? And when he did that, I know I shouldn't bring this up, but when he did that, it reminded me of a time far, far ago, far, far ago. It nope. reminded me of a time where I was in a car.
Oh, I thought you were.
And we had some friends, and they were fighting, and this one guy just kept picking on the other one about something. And he was like, get your finger out of my face, or I'm going to bite it off. And he did. He bit it off.
You were in the car when this happened?
Yes. It was the most nastiest thing that I've ever seen.
So he just turned around and went, honk, and then
bit it off? He bit it off.
Jesus. What kind of people do you hang out with?
I don't hang out with those people anymore.
Yeah, right. You're the one that's going to have the shit on the ceiling looking at it. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, man. You got some weird stories there.
I do.
At nighttime, your stories come out weirder. In the daytime, you're like, yeah, Mike, I'm picking out flowers outside in the garden, and I'm growing potatoes. And here at night, you're like, I bit someone's finger off. And
I didn't do it. It was not me.
And we sacrificed it.
It was not me.
Freaks come out at night. So that was probably a good part there. That was probably my favorite part there, the penguin bottle. And I love it because it's not holding anything back on the show.
No, he's not.
I love it. I definitely did like the Arkham Asylum mention. That's really cool.
Which it was closed 13 years or 15 years?
I think it said 15 years, which I cannot wait because they're going to take us over there.
Oh, definitely.
I cannot wait. And Ed, the Riddler.
So what do you think? Do we like Ed?
I like
Ed. Or is he just creepy?
He's a little freaky. He reminds me of a very young Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, like, well, no, I'm not talking about the appearance, but I'm talking about just the way, you know,
the way he acts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
But the Riddler, I'm waiting for him. But it seems like he's just kind of, I mean, it seems like the Riddler's still a good guy. Ed, I mean, he's unless he's doing stuff on the side, but it seems like Ed is still good. He seems extremely smart and witty. It's obvious that he's impressed or intrigued by Gordon, because remember last episode when Gordon figured out his riddle, he kind of looked at him like, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm ready for some more Riddler. That's what I want. What'd you think about the whole Don Falcone and Fish Mooney episode?
I like it. Basically, he put her back in her place.
So it's obvious, and that's my question to you and the fans. He doesn't believe that she didn't tell him everything. You know, I mean,
he didn't believe anything.
Yeah, he kind of knows.
That she said.
Yeah.
Because if she did, her lover wouldn't have got beat.
That is true. They beat the shit out of him. And that dude, he was a dumbass too. The bartender was a dumbass because he kept, every time he come to the table, he'd be like looking at her, smiling. And Mooney was just kind of looking forward, you know, and it was obvious that guy was like, I wouldn't even have. That guy was, you know what? He deserved it. He was too cozy and he should have thought different. If I would have saw the Don walk in, I would have been like, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. Can you watch my bar?
I'm going to the storage room.
That would have been me. I'm not going to be like, hey, guys.
So then I'll be 3 blocks away.
Yeah, screw that. Oh, hell no. Let's see what else. Blah, 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 blah. I do like Barbara.
Her, too. I think she's going to get herself into some trouble.
Dude, I really think her lesbian girlfriend is going to be the drama.
You really think so? Are we saying that they were girlfriends? Are we saying that they were together now? We still don't know.
No, they're together. They're together.
I think they are?
I think we knew they were together when we first did the show. And in this show, I think I saw the trailer, which I'm going to play it at the end when we end the show. But, you know, Barbara mentions to the other cop, like, you're just trying to do everything to take him down, and you deserve better. I'm telling you, that Mexican chick, she still has the hots for Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's some lesbian action there.
So what do you think about them going to the penguin's mother?
I thought that was awesome. And you know who the I saw it here on the and I couldn't put her name to it. But whatchamacallit?
I was just saying Scrooge.
Scrooge is a great freaking movie.
Exactly.
Scrooge is a great movie, but her name is Carol Kanes. A guy named Eric in the Gothamatics Facebook page put loved Carol Kane's performance as Oswald Cobblepot's mother. It was good. As soon as I saw her, I was like, and I didn't think Scrooge. I don't know why. I thought The Prince's Bride.
I thought Scrooge. And then the lady that was kidnapping the kids, she's from Mystic Pizza.
Dude, she's been in everything. Mm-hmm. She's badass. She was in The Conjuring recently.
I have not seen that one.
You haven't seen The Conjuring?
No.
Jesus Christ. You've seen Mystic Pizza, but but you haven't seen. You brought up that movie. I worked at a video store renting out Mystic Pizza with Julia Roberts.
Wow, you're old.
I am old. I was VHS. Jesus. So that's the cool thing is that we're seeing like cameos from other, and even the dude that played Mystic Pizza's sidekick. He's been in movies too. I can't remember his name, but he's been in a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that everybody's jumping in into these, you know, these comic book role TV shows.
Now, do you think that we're going to figure out, like, do you think they're going to show the Dollmaker and why these people are trying to get these kids? Or do you think that's just the end of that?
I don't know, because I didn't even hear Dollmaker. I heard Don, like Don, but I don't know if that was Doll.
It was Doll.
See,
Now you're making me second guess myself.
I swear I thought he said the Don will be happy with meant that would be Don Falcone had something to do with it. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, let's take a poll.
Okay, that's the question of the day.
That's the question of the day.
Did he
say Dollmaker or Don?
Don Falco. So everybody that's watched the episode, rewatch it. If you know what we're talking about, let us know. You can hit up the VRO on Twitter. At the VRO, or Amy VRO, or me, Mike the Movie Guy, whichever one. And I'm going to put the question in Gotham Addicts Facebook page, because I bet you some people in there know.
I bet if you put it in there now, we'll know before the end of our recap.
Well, why don't you do it?
Because I'm not on the page.
Jesus Christ. If I do it, I mean, I'm going to have to take a pause, and then people are going to be just...
We'll do it later!
Hearing you just talk nothing about your friends getting his finger chopped off.
That was the weirdest thing. We had to go to court and everything, too.
Okay, that's nice. Let's see here. What else do I have? I definitely liked how Gordon put the mayor in check, or the judge. I don't know if he's a judge or mayor or whatever he is, when he was talking about how they were going to get the kids and just kind of wheel them off.
Yeah, he's the mayor.
Is he a mayor?
As far as I know, he is the mayor.
Okay, that's what because I saw on the Twitter, on Gotham's Twitter, that it was like the mayor, blah, blah, blah. And then when I asked my wife, she was like, well, they are calling him the judge. And I'm like, maybe that's just his name. He was the judge and then he became mayor. I don't know. But either way. Let's see what else. That might be it.
That's it. That's really it.
Scene-wise, I mean, we already talked about Alfred meeting with a little Bruce, and it was cool how many Bruce wanted to buy them clothes. I thought that dude was going to buy him a school or a building or a house and like...
Or have them all. Like come live with him.
Yeah, it's like Neverland, like Peter Pan.
I don't think Kat's going to go up north.
No, I think... No, hell no. She's going to be... I'm telling you, little Catwoman, she is going to be watching over Bruce Wayne.
You think so?
There's something going on there. Like there's something like she's... She feels bad for him. Maybe her mom died and she can kind of relate to him.
No, she said her mom was still alive.
So we think. Because remember he said he's deceased and she's like, no, she's alive. So you never know. I don't know. I just think she feels bad. She saw it. She witnessed it. And I'm telling you, Bruce Wayne's scream in the beginning of the episode of the series was intense. It was crazy.
It was. And now we know what Fish Mooney, her end game is.
Yes.
She wants to, you know, have more territory, more guys, and she wants to eat Falcone. Isn't that what she said?
Yeah, she wants to eat him like your friend did. She wants to she wants to eat him with her teeth.
Yeah, she wants to tear him apart with her teeth.
Yeah. She's going to be – I'm liking Jada Pinkett Smith in this. I'm telling you.
This episode, I liked her. The first episode, I wasn't quite sure about her.
Because we hadn't gotten to her yet. You had to give her a break. Got to warm her up.
But I do like how they're all throwing Gordon, you know, like in his face that he killed
Penguin.
So when they realize that he hasn't.
They're going to be, because even in the beginning of the episode, Harvey brings it up, you know, right in front of everybody. I was like, that's messed up. And then What's-Her-Face brings it up. So I think maybe it is going to come out that, come on, the Penguin is going to come back.
And
it's going to be obvious that he's not dead and that Gordon didn't do it.
So what was your favorite scene?
I would have to go with, I think my favorite scene, to be honest with my mouth dropped open, was with the bottle in the throat by the Penguin.
Yeah.
I think that was my favorite. And then, of course, then the scratching of the eyes.
One of my favorites was when Harvey is beating the guy with the phone book and Jim is just standing there. And Harvey's screaming at the guy, who's like, obviously you've done something wrong, because if he, you know, he wouldn't let me beat you.
St. Jim. Won't,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah,
it was funny. My wife even said something about, I guess, that's taking the meaning of hit him with the phone book.
Oh, that's how they did it, right? That's how they do it in Gotham.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a saying, like.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Isn't that, I mean, come on, you're older. Isn't that how the police used to beat people?
Just stare at the ceiling, Amy, just stare at the ceiling. Look at the flowers, Amy, look at the flowers.
Oh, that's going to be on very, very soon.
So the cool thing about it is some of these episodes, I looked and see what some of the Arkham is one of the episodes coming up soon. Viper, Spirit of the Goat, Penguin's Umbrella. Those are just to name a few. That's all I saw right now.
I'm excited too, and we have officially moved to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Correctamundo.
And yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I think we're done, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully
everybody likes our recaps. I'm glad that we are loving the show. I'm surprised we both gave this episode a 10.
That is true, because normally we don't agree on anything.
No, we don't.
So that means that the show is really good.
Yeah, it means it's really good. And you know what? What's funny is with the Fox shows, you and I kind of agree with most everything with the Fox shows. Because we do three Fox shows together. We do The Following, Sleepy Hollow, and now Gotham.
Correctamundo.
Now on those other shows, we butt heads like crazy.
Yeah, because you're just a wuss when it comes to those other shows.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, so just
whatever. I'm gonna send my friend after you.
Yeah, the one that eats fingers.
Exactly.
It's whatever. I got toes. I got 9 fingers. Whatever. Bring it. I think we're done.
We're done.
I have to go weird now. All right, people. Next Tuesday. Next Tuesday night, we'll be talking. Just like Amy said, the new show time is gonna be 10 Eastern, 9 Central. The chat room will be open. We will be here. You can join us anytime. Thank you for everyone that's been retweeting, favoriting, all that good stuff.
Mathematics, woohoo!
Yes, and it's appreciative to everybody. I've been getting a lot of new followers and stuff and everything else, a lot of Batman followers and everything. So that's cool. People, if you want to hear our past shows and other shows, check out The Matrix is what I call it, thevro.com. Thevro.com, that is Amy's blog. Everything is there, to giveaways, videos, interviews, everything. Just go in there and shop around a little bit. If you want to check out Amy on Twitter, at AmyVRO, correct?
That is me.
And if you want to follow The VRO, which you want to, Variety Radio Online on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, and of course, at The VRO. You can subscribe to their podcasts, multiple different shows. We've been doing them for a while back now. Now some of the new shows are popping up. We're going to be talking about, not us particularly, but other hosts are going to be talking Vampire Diaries, The Originals, one of our favorites, Walking Dead. So that's pretty much it. So everybody have a great week, and it's going to sound just like this next episode at Gotham.
If people take the law into their own hands, then there is no law.
We have a vigilante who kills bad cops.
Oswald Cobblepot,
he's dead, isn't he?
The order that befouls astonish me. I just got a chill.
Please don't kill me! Gotham needs me!
And Gotham is the big problem.
You are so determined to destroy him.
You deserve better.
Gordon, we'll find the person that killed your parents.
You really believe he will?
Let him go.
For what? Get a bolt in the head.